lay out your thoughts on the future of the Alaska Marine Highway System in Southeast Alaska and how to ensure reliable service to Sitka. And Jonathan, you go first this time.
Now, Alaska Marine Highway System, it's a tricky political issue because the legislature, to a certain extent, doesn't have direct control over the ferry system. It's part of the Department of Transportation. And the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Transportation is the head of the Alaska Marine Highway System, and is a political appointee. And I think that's an unfortunate reality, and it should change. And so the ferry schedule becomes a political hockey puck. And as I'm sure many of you in this room remember, Sitka was due to have the Fairweather homeported here. Then the gubernatorial election occurred in, 2004. Governor, or 2002, Governor Murkowski was elected. Sitka didn't vote for Governor Murkowski. The next year, the Fairweather not only was no longer homeported in Sitka, but Sitka got scant to non-existent service. So I think that's a great example of sort of how, unfortunately, sort of old school politics, where communities are punished for not voting for a politician. And I think if you make depoliticize the Marine Highway System, that's for the benefit of Alaska. You don't have political influence with the schedule. There are a couple of proactive measures I think the legislature can take to address the Marine Highway System schedule. One is continued investment in the Vessel Replacement Fund. More ferries means more service. It means less cancellations because older boats are being replaced with newer boats, and they aren't prone to mechanical failure. That's hugely important. Secondly, I think we should look at sort of entrepreneur solutions to the Marine Highway System as well. If you fly Alaska Airlines, you get frequent flyer miles. If you take the Marine Highway System, maybe you should get frequent floater miles. But things that are proactive and I think give hopefully new renewed hope for the ferry system in the future. So between continued investment in the ferry system, the Vessel Replacement Fund, and trying to find entrepreneurial solutions to bolster the Marine Highway System, and hopefully trying to depoliticize the system and the schedule to prevent the schedule from getting hockey pucked from one side to the other, and these unreliable schedules that vastly change from year to year, I think we can have a brighter future for the Marine Highway System here in Southeast Alaska.
First off, let me say happy birthday to the Marine Highway System. It's 50 years old. When I was younger, my wife and I flew to Ketchikan and came up with the Marine Highway as they came through Alaska, opening up each of the ports, and that was, I believe, under Governor Egan. I can't remember, I might be wrong on that one. As you get older, you forget some of that detail, but we did right on the first Marine Highway. I want to point out that the Marine Highway is probably one of the most political. The ball's out there. People in Anchorage don't use it, so they say, why should we fully support the highway, Marine Highway? But if you're in a position where we have been in Southeast strong enough to keep the funding here, it helps. But one of the problems that I've watched in my 8 years is that every community wants the Marine Highway System. Mm-hmm. You know, we now go to Pelican, we go to Gustavus, we go to Tenekee, and then we go out to the Aleutians. And we went out to the Aleutians because political powers. So now we go clear down to Unalaska. People want the Marine Highway System on the water. People in Anchorage, Matsu don't care. You have to keep fighting for the funding and going forward. I just want to point out that working, I keep having to bring up Senator Stesman's name, but we've been fighting for the renewable energy, the renewable fund, for the replacement fund since we've been there. He even put $50 million in my operating budget last year, and I had to have a few words with him, but we let it go by anyway. But we put $170 million in there. We're waiting for the design to go forward to get one built. I hope they don't retire the one, but we maybe dedicate a ferry, whether it's dedicated Sitka to Juneau, because I know we get the same political football get bounced around in Haines. We don't know when the ferry's going to come into Haines or how it's going to run. But I can tell you that when growing up, it was a lot better than it was then, because you couldn't move at all. I think that we had one little ferry from Haines to Juneau. IFA is there. I wanted to buy the IFA Prince of Wales and run it between Haines and Skagway, removing one more loop out of there and letting the ferry stop coming back and forth. But we have to protect the Marine Highway, and you can do that by having the right people in the right spot. Otherwise, you will see the funds being depleted in the Marine Highway fund there and go. I mean, that $170 million can be spent tomorrow by anybody that takes over the majority, and we cannot stop it once somebody sees that fund laying there. So thank you.